Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Continue for the Faith broadcast. We thank you for joining us today. We hope that everyone had a wonderful week. We thank you for being here with us, and we'll just get into the word. We'll have prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for our life. We thank you for our health and strength, God, for being with us through all that we've been dealing with, and we thank you for holding back the hands of the enemy that tries to come in like a flood. But your word said that you raise a standard, you set the standard that blocks the enemy. We thank you for shielding us and protecting us. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. We thank you. We give you all the glory and the praise. We thank you for touching our bodies. We thank you for everything you've done for keeping us all week long. God, help us to have our hearts open and receptive to receive your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We'll be from Matthew 24. We'll start at the first of the chapter. Matthew chapter 24. It says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciple came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus said, this is what Jesus said in chapter 24 and verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, because of his disciples, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Okay. So, essentially here, the disciples are showing Jesus the building. Your building is made up of architecture and the design of men, and what we see in this physical life and the beauties of it and the aesthetics of it and all that comes with it. And maybe being high and lifted up. Well, Jesus stops them and he tells his disciples, he tells them, you know, to see these things, that verily I say unto you that there shall not be one stone left upon another. You know, it's going to be torn down. It's going to be brought down. What you see, these buildings, beautiful edifices, these places, they're going to crumble down. The kingdom is about the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. It's about the work of the Lord. It's not about a physical building. It's not about you going into a worship facility to glorify the building and to say, hey, look at what we have here. And that gets your eyes off of the true purpose of what you're living for, what we're here for. We're not here for the beauty and aesthetics of this life. It's about the beauty and aesthetics so much for as what's in store for you in heaven, if that's your destination, if you make it there, if you know, if you have that as a goal in mind. So, and in your heart, and that you're doing the will of the Lord to make it there, to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if your name is in there. So this scripture right here goes on to say, see, you know, these things, buildings are going to crumble away. There are churches and there are buildings that you go around and you say, hey, I remember this building was up in 1980, 1970, wherever, you know, whatever time, the specific time that you remember that building up, and you come in the 2000, 2010, 20, wherever, and you say, it's nothing there. You look and you see that there's nothing there, and you remember when you were a kid, that building was, certain buildings was right there, this store, and you have the name of the person that used to run the store, Mr. Johnny, Mr. Nichols, Miss Hines, whoever. You have the names. And then and what was in the building. But it's just like that building was never there. It never existed. There should not be one stone left upon another, which shall not be thrown down. Should not be thrown down. So he's getting them to understand the bigger picture. These heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word, his word is going to stand. So yeah, it says that Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, and his disciples came to him privately. You know, they want to know, tell us when these things are going to happen. When is the end of the world coming? So they want a time, definite stamp and date, likely, of when is it going to happen? Let us know. So he tells them to take heed that no man deceive you. They will try. If you let them, they will. But take heed that no man deceive you. Word of wisdom. It's God. Jesus always speaks in wisdom to his disciples and to us that are living today and through his word right now. Says, for many shall come in my name. Whose name? Jesus. It's Jesus speaking. Says, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There are many people that are professing themselves to be Jesus Christ, and there was even one that I had on the Ready Church on YouTube, and the guy was saying he's Jesus Christ. There was one in Puerto Rico. There was also one that was, I think his name is Reverend Ike, just here in the United States, Reverend Ike, who was a false prophet leader, cult leader, and he was telling them as well that he is Jesus. He was saying the only difference in you and Jesus lies in the word of consciousness, and he was teaching this doctrine called the Christ consciousness doctrine, and then he was saying that he is Jesus. He was saying, I am Jesus, like that, and the people in the audience were looking puzzled and amazed that they stayed. And so he teaches that, you know, it's a mind game. It's a trick of the enemy. Christ consciousness, and there's so many others that we had on that over there on the YouTube that were teaching these types of doctrines. But this is Christ speaking in the scripture, Jesus Christ. It says, for many shall come in his name, my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that's what not only those that are coming in the word of saying, okay, they're Christ, they're ones that I've displayed and talked about and named, and there's many others. And there was people that are deceiving many. He says, many shall come in his name and shall deceive many. So T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, all of those people, Paula White, different ones, many of them on TBN, the TBN network, and a lot of them on the Word Network and various others coming in the name of Christ, and they are deceiving, saying they're coming in the name of Christ and deceiving many, saying that they are Christ, saying that they represent him, and they don't. It says many are going to be deceived. Next six verses talks about Christ is letting us know that you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. We hear that right now, and even the servicemen that were killed in Jordan, and Joe Biden is, you know, President Biden is saying that he's going to, you know, basically retaliate, and don't hear wars and rumors of wars and various other things that we hear in the international realm and as well as the national. But what's going on? And it's to shake. But the Bible says right here, you should hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. We hear of the World War I, World War II, Vietnam War, various wars to come. And have came. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There should be famine, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. There are earthquakes that are happening in places that there haven't been. There's famine and hunger and things and that's going on. The people dying of starvation. That the Bible, the scripture is talking about is coming upon the face of the earth, and he's telling you what happened in sequence, what should happen. And he said the end is not yet. But he said that the pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, you know, all these little different things throughout time, West Nile disease, all this mosquitoes, various different things, the the coronavirus, all this, the AIDS virus, all of these things coming, famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. Then it says all of these things are the beginning of sorrow. It's just the opening, the initial, the entrance, the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. See, now he's talking to the Christians, the believers, the disciples of Christ. They should be, you know, be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Because you're standing for his cause, his purposes. You are the people that are really in Christ and are standing up for the cause and taking up the cross and following after Jesus Christ. That's what this scripture is talking about. And it says, because when you speak his name, when you speak the name of Jesus and you are out here and you're witnessing and you are proclaiming the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, even online they want to shut you down. There are people coming on the channel, and I've done this for many years, where people will try to come and try to take your channel, your things down, because you're standing for Jesus Christ. They try to kill you physically. They try to kill you verbally with their words. They try all different things to come at you, and the scripture says it shall happen. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall be hated one another. Okay, so being offended, hurt and offended and betrayed, thought someone was for you and they're not, or things like that, or things being made even if they don't, you know that they're not for you. They're betraying you and they're acting, they're coming like they're for you and they're betraying you. That shall happen too, because as the word said it will. Sometimes you know a person is, you know, coming acting like they're for you when they're really not. You might give them the benefit of a doubt and you kind of go with it. But you know in your heart they're not for you. They're going to betray you. Scripture says they're going to betray you and they'll be hated for all nations. My name's Jesus. All the other doctrine and teachings and this preservative and distorted, those are the ones that people seem to be like. They're able to say whatever. Other religions, Muslims, Buddhists, all this, various others. But when you say that, when you speak the name of Jesus and they hate you, and you stand up for the cause, and you're speaking the truthful word of God, the pure word of God, no deviation, no outside things that's contrary to the Bible. That's when they hate you, because they don't want to hear that. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And it says that and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There are massive false prophets. People always seemingly want to hear something specific. things like, okay, I want to hear that you, I'm going to be rich in 10 days and, you know, go to the bank, spin around, turn around three times and open your eyes and money's going to be there in the mailbox somewhere or at your front door. They want to hear things. So those types of meetings people are waiting to attend. Some radio personalities coming on the radio many times advertising that there's a famous prophet coming in your town. They're going to speak a word. You come and make sure you bring, you know, $500, $1,000 or whatever they call for, because you'll come, say, oh, there's a service in town and there's a prophet coming. And I've seen them on TV. They have a lot of people. It's thousands of people. They got it. They have to be real. I'm going to go there and then you get there and then, you know, they'll tell you, it's offering time and I have a $1,000 line, a $2,000 line. And if you have less than that, then you're not going to receive the gift because God don't have anything to give to you because you don't have the maximum to give to their service or what they're calling or asking for. So it's a game, and that's what they do. They play games. So many false prophets shall rise. Jeremiah 23, Jesus speaks about how woe to the prophets that, you know, that scatter the sheep of his pasture, of his flock. Now, these people, these prophets are coming and scattering the sheep. They want you to, they often quote, believe in the prophets and so shall you prosper. They want you to believe what they're saying. And they tell you to grab your offering, bring it up front, and do it quick. Because once you, if you start thinking, you will start doubting. If you start thinking, you start doubting. So they get you in a frenzy, get the music loud, and get you in a hyped state, and you just go in your pocketbook and get, or your wallet, or wherever, and start running. Run. Bring the money. I had one video there. Brian Crum said, move. Do it right now. And Kenneth Copeland, Preferable Dollar, Walking on the Money, and Preferable was talking about, you know, shooting people dead. It, in regards to money, you know, you can't really, in tithe, if you couldn't pay that, you know, it's us on you. And you're worthy of death, basically. That's what he's was denominated to. But many are going to be deceived, and there's different people that are bringing various spirits from different places and coming and saying, like, it's in the name of Jesus that they're doing it. Kundalini spirits and different things that they're captivating the people. It says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Okay. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Okay. Because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It should grow cold. Men's heart are cold. You know, any time that you in a place, even, for example, if, you know, you have some kids out and a baby is running out into the street. Yeah, it might not be your child, but you notice that this is a little baby. And you look around and wait and say, is this child's mother, father here? No. The logical person, the person that wants to do the right thing, is going to go out and make sure that child doesn't get hit by the car. He's not going to worry about if it's my child your child, whose child it is. You just are stepping in and intervening so this child won't get killed. So, but the love of many in this world, but today people will say, hey, that's not my child. I'm not going out there. I'm not going to do this or that. I'm not going to help them. Or, you know, God bless you with some money or something that you have, and he's ministering to you and speaking to your heart, and you want to do something nice for this person, and you say, oh no, I don't even know you. I don't, you know, but you see that person in need. I don't have to know you to help you. I don't have to know you to share the word of God with you, even on here. But we do the right thing. But the love of many, the Bible says, shall wax cold. So I remember one time, this was my nephew. He went running out, and we had a neighbor looking. And he saw the child, didn't even, you know, the child went running out quickly. We noticed that he went out, but he was quick. So, but having neighbors is not even the same as it used to be. If I see my neighbor's son outside, I'm going to go out because I want to help the child. You know, and I'm in the best interest of the child and the well-being, welfare of that child. So I'm going to make sure he's safe and she's safe, and whoever it is, they're not age to know what they're doing. So their brain and their cognition and everything is, you know, it's not up to par yet. They're still developing. So I'm going to help them. So, but the love of many shall wax cold. You might been able to ask your neighbor for some, if you ran out of something many years ago, maybe you're not always able to do that today. It's kind of scarce, if any, a lot of the times. But God does allow sometimes for there to be somebody that will be willing to help you, okay? But the love of many shall wax cold, is saying here, drive the point here. But he shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. The 14th verse says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Where you therefore shall see the abomination, desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop down to take anything out of his house. Okay. Well, it speaks about the kingdom of God, the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all of the world. So it's got to be preached all over the world. That's your answer. For witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Those people out there that still need to be witnessed to, the gospel has got to be preached. It's going to go out into all the world and be preached for witness, and then the end shall come. So when you see people preaching, whether it be on the radio, whether it be in a church, Many times it's really time that you be able to come out, whether it's on the street, for those that have been able to give out food or clothes or minister through the tools that God has given you through His Word and is ministering to your heart and you witness. And since then the end shall come, where ye therefore shall see the abomination and desolation spoken of by the prophet then in the holy place. So see here. Let's go over to, now keep going down. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, him which is on the housetop, not come down to take anything out of his house, saying to preach, don't come down, don't take anything out of the house, just proclaim the word, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and and neither let him which is in the field return back to his to take his clothes. Says, and woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So it's going to be a lot going on as time grows close to the end of the world and to Christ's return. So, it's basically metaphor and different things and also literal. But when you're doing a good work, when you're about your Father's business, you're not going to come down from off of it. Don't come down from off of it. And then when it's like in the days of Noah, shall be in the end. You're not going to be able to come back. Lot wanted to come back. Lot's wife wanted to come back and get some things. She had some things that were back. This scripture is telling you, you got to be able to go back and take clothes. Oh, the storm is out. The storm, Katrina, whatever, Hurricane Irma, anything out. Was anyone able to come out? If you're on the housetop, if you're going to be able to go back in the flood and get your whatever you have, your pocketbook, your whatever mug that you drink out of early in the morning, you're not going to be the favorite clothes that you like to wear. You're not going to be able to go back. If you go back, it could be detrimental. If you go back, it could cost you something. So, stand to stay the course, that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be short, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Okay. So, even in the end times, which we're living in. These are the last days. But ever as you get so close, in the great tribulation, in those times, there's going to be people wanting to get saved and wanting to give up and die, and they're not going to be able to. It says before the elect say, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall come, shall say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch as were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. I did a video many years ago where it was the T.D. Jakes. I'm going to explain this. It was a stage magician, one that performs magic. He was selecting he had an audience that he was putting forth, and then he also had some people that he was going to train them to do magic tricks or whatever, and he was comparing that to the world of these particular faith heroes like Benny Hinn and different ones, even so much T.D. Jakes, the lady that is actually a praise and worship leader at T.D. Jakes Church many years ago, I would even say decades ago, she was participating in the project for how they get people hyped up and how they act like the Spirit of Christ is there and it's not, and deceive the audience. So she was going to lead the praise and worship. She was going to do the singing and get people up and, you know, hype. And in that particular spirit, so they would be able to receive whatever that particular magician was doing. You know, he was going to be imitating what these people like Benny Hinn and different ones do. So if you know, you come, your arms too short, your legs too short, he's gonna make it longer and different, just even things like that, and even hyping you up to the extent that you're gonna give whatever money you have in your pocket. And then at the end of that, this guy that was acting like he was a faith healer, he revealed himself to the audience and he let them know, like, this is what people do that, you know, that trick people. And so, and something that was stood out even then is that the lady that was a part of house ministry was participating in that to assist in this documentary on how, basically on how these people do to trick people, and they come in the name of Christ. This is the scripture says. They don't tell you that they're tricking you, but for the purpose of that particular program to expose them, it told you that they was tricking you. They were tricking people, manipulating people. So, it says right here, it says and they were going to perform things. There are people that are doing things like that. They're this lady, Danetta Edmonds and different ones online, Benny Hinn, those of you using this Kundalini spirits to try to manipulate and try to portray themselves coming in the name of Christ and not and deceiving many. And it's Daniel, chapter 7, was talking about they shall speak great words against the Most High. I've heard that, what's his name? Jamal Bryant, the bishop of the Eddie Long Church, or the church that Eddie Long was formerly the pastor of, he was saying that 85% of Jesus' ministry was unorganized. It was like out of order. He was out of order. Why would Jesus be out of order? They just say gross things and things about Christ that aren't true. It's contrary to the scripture. It's speaking against Christ. It's blasphemous. The same Bible, the Bible that says that all things be done in decency and order, why would what Christ did be out of order 85% of his life or his time? Why would it be? That's not true. So, but when they get you to the extent that you trust them, they can turn on you. So that's what he's doing. He was called, according to news sources online, it's out there, saying that Jamal Bryant was called to pastor the Newburgh Church to bring the church out of debt and to kind of get that church up to speed as far as finances. But to be smoking weed or endorsing smoking weed and all these babies out of wedlock and things that are going on, saying that you're coming in the name of Christ, but you're not, and you're deceiving many because the church is still packed. And he also said that everything he knew about church, I did a video many years ago, shall be thrown out the window. It's going to be thrown out and starting new. So that's what a lot of the celebrity churches, the churches that you see on TV, do not follow the Bible. It's not even about what's in the Bible anymore to them. So with that Ready Church and Contending for the Faith, we're about leading you into what the scripture says in depth, and to study the scripture to see what these things that people are saying out here, whether it be true. And many times you've seen that it is false. Because we have to stick to the word of God. No matter if you're saying it's old, it's ancient, it's not relevant for the time. It is. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word shall remain forever. Throughout all time, all eternity. So, that gets back to the Daniel the prophet, 7:25. Daniel 7:25 talks about the swelling words, speaking great words against the Most High, and shall seek to wear out the saints, and it shall be given unto time and dividing of time. It talks about how this confirmation to what Daniel, what Daniel spoke is confirmation to what is being spoken in Matthew 24. So well, thank you. And I thank you for joining us. And we have... I'm going to turn this back over to the host of the Contending for the Faith.
Praise the Lord. I tell you the good word. I tell you everything is going down by the word. I thank God for my children. We here at Ready Church just want to bless you and pray that we are making a difference in your life. And we thank you for listening. And we praise your family will be encourages our family has been encouraged. And we're here to say that the devil is defeated, exalted, Holy Spirit's power, and Jesus Christ, dear Lord. And I bless you, Ready Church. Did you pray so? Oh, yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this time of coming together, God. We know that the time is drawing near, and we're not worried about the stones of the building, God, that you're calling us out and for your name, for your purpose into this world to speak and minister to people all in the world, because the Bible says that this gospel, the word of God, shall be preached to all the nations, and then the end shall come. So calling us out of the building, God, give us the courage to minister, give us the courage to be able to help somebody on the street that needs to hear your word, that's not in the four walls, God. Give us the strength, the courage to be a light in the world, that people would see you through our lives, God, because we are the church. We need to represent you. We have to represent you. God, you call for people that are willing. God, let us be willing, God, to obey your word, to stand for you all the way in the name of Jesus, God. And we pray that for anybody that's sick in their body, God, that you believe in and standing on your word, that you're the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee, and that your word says you were wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace upon you, and with your stripes, through your stripes, we are healed. And we claim your word. Thank you, Jesus. Want your will to be done in the name of Jesus. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. Jesus Christ is Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.